Good afternoon, everyone. It is Christmas Eve, and I'm just coming on here to wish all my followers and everyone on Audio Boom a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm sure I'll be around over the holiday with various boos, but I just wanted to come on here and give everyone the season's greetings. Hope you all have a really lovely time. Don't get too stressed out. Try and enjoy it. People say it's an anti-climax because you do all this running around for one day, but Christmas is actually meant to last for 12 days, so try and keep the Christmas spirit alive. Well, really, we should try and keep it alive throughout the whole year. And spare a thought for those who are on their own, like the elderly or just people who, for whatever reason, haven't got anybody to spend the holiday with. And even though they might be on their own the rest of the year, Christmas can be a particularly lonely time, I think, because everywhere's closed, there's no shops open, there's no public transport, so there's not really anywhere to go, so they might just be stuck at home, or they might be housebound anyway. I mean, I know people. My dad's friend Phil, he has to get out with a mobility scooter because he's got cerebral palsy, but he's quite mobile when he can get out, but his ramp broke about 2 weeks ago, and I think it's absolutely disgusting that the people that are supposed to repair it aren't coming till the new year, so that's rendered him housebound all over Christmas, and I think that's absolutely horrendous. But don't worry, he won't be on his own, because my dad always spends Christmas Day. My mum cooks them both a Christmas dinner, and he takes it up there, and they spend Christmas Day and Boxing Day together, and she spends it with the rest of the family. That's the way it's been done for a few years now, so he won't be on his own. Then there's an old gentleman who's 89 that OB, my husband, used to look after in the community as a carer, and he's doesn't really see anybody. So OB's going to probably pop down to see him on Christmas afternoon at some point, just to give him a bit of company. So if there's any way you can do something like that for somebody, then please think of them. And of anybody who's having a rough time at the moment, I'm particularly thinking of anyone who's lost loved ones, like the people in Glasgow in that tragic accident. It's so awful for those who have lost their lives and who have been injured, especially the family. I mean, especially the family where they lost three members of their family. Three members. I mean, how does anyone ever come to terms with that? It's terrible. So think of them and make the most of the time we've got. Be happy. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. And just have a great time.